podcast for the bad seeds.
Wrong.
Oh, shit. Oh, I keep doing that. Oh, fuck. I'm going to do that at the live show if we do one. Okay, you ready?
Badass seed.
All right. Shit. I keep doing that. All right.
We rebranded.
Yes, I know, but I'm stuck in the past. All right. Bad Seed Podcast, episode 24. Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's funny because that was your first intro.
Yeah.
In 24 of these.
Yeah, I don't like it. I like you to have the driver's seat.
Let's stick to the...
Yeah, I like the formula of you. You know, it's we're co-hosts, but at the same time, you know, you're still wearing the big boy pants.
It's so simple.
Yeah, I know. But as soon as you said you do the intro, I thought...
You look so awkward.
I thought, I can't remember what he's ever said for an intro. You yelled last time, so I kind of yelled.
I yelled. That's all I did. That's all you do.
We don't really have a standard intro, though.
We
bullshit, and then all of a sudden the trap music starts to play. And then
the trap music.
Yeah, the fucking drive-by music starts to play.
The drive-by music.
And then we just go.
All right. Well, welcome to the Bad Seed Podcast.
Welcome.
Not to make shit awkward, man. This is, like he said, is episode 24. Negative in the bank. Shorty, what you drank?
Yeah.
Are you buying?
Yeah. This is a Broke Seed Podcast.
Broke Seed tonight. Podcast.
Yeah.
Faux show. Broadcasting live from Miami, Florida.
Yeah, we're in Florida today. That's why we're broke.
That's why we're broke. But we have technology and electronics, and that's all that fucking matters.
Yeah, we still got that.
Because I won't get rid of this.
No, this isn't getting pawned.
And I'm not... And this fucking axe behind me ain't getting pawned either.
No, sure as hell not.
Fuck you guys. So today, what do we got?
Mm.
What do we got for these assholes?
Well, what do we have? I mean, I've got what I always got. Am I the asshole?
Syphilis.
That's it. I've got what I've always got. Crippling depression. All right, what are we doing on the show? There it is. Scotty's got a new vape.
You have crippling depression. It's funny because it's true.
It is. Okay.
So, yeah. We're just going to keep the ball rolling how we've been doing it because
it's
been pretty good.
Yeah, we got a running start up to it today.
We got a running start. I ran 3 miles today.
From what?
From what? I ran on a treadmill.
Did you really? Is this a real thing? Did you? No, okay. I'm still not sure.
Not at all.
You know, because I thought maybe this is like one of those moments where you're like, I'm a health nut now. No. Yeah. That's fair enough.
I'm not a health nut. We're drinking fucking Mick Ultras.
Yeah.
Or Trulies. Whoever wants to sponsor us, we're drinking you.
Yeah. We're drinking our future beer sponsor.
Yeah. I feel like that's not a hard one to get, though, right?
No, we should probably just actually shoot for that one eventually.
Probably just ask.
Yeah, they might say yes.
Do you ask for sponsors? Is that a thing?
I
think that's a puss move, though.
Well, say, hey, do you want to sponsor us? No, I think that's how, because, like, think about it, like a skateboarder sends out sponsorship tapes. Like to companies.
What kind of tricks can you do, Elliot?
I can do so many mouth tricks. Like, brr, oh, did you see that one?
You can't do any fucking mouth tricks.
And then,
that one was pretty good.
Yeah, and
I just do this one, and it pisses everyone off that I've ever known.
Yeah,
that's pretty horrible.
That's pretty rough. That actually reminds me, I've got one I can do, but I need a penis, so it's not gonna work.
You're just blowing it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, when you're talking mouth tricks, that's the only way to go.
So let's jump right into some news, some good old fashioned CNN. No. Some Fox News.
We're doing
all,
Fox News?
All these are on Fox News.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I don't think you are.
I hope I am.
I don't think you are. This was headlining on Fox News earlier today. in Belgium. In Ostend, Belgium, a Belgian man sits on a toilet for nearly 5 days this week in a bid for to set the world record.
I didn't know. I could have. I've got that.
Yeah, you obviously. Yeah, right?
Yeah, I just didn't have.
Straight.
I just didn't have an auditor there to make sure it was fucking right.
Five days straight. Mm-mm. Yeah, so Jimmy DeFran, 48 years old, who's, I don't know why they say this, who was learning to be a bus driver, set himself a challenge. Set himself a challenge of sitting for 165 hours on a toilet, specifically to feet in the middle of a... Oh, he did it in a bar.
Oh, that explains it.
But he gave up Friday morning after 116 hours.
Okay, so here's what I heard when he read that news story. This guy was finally getting his shit together.
Yes.
And learning how to be his bus driver. His family was probably pretty excited about it. They're like, he's finally going to get a job. He's 48. This is really exciting. And then he went, wait a second. I've got a new dream.
Over halfway done.
Yeah. I'm going to sit on a toilet for
116 hours is how many days? That's fucking 72.
Yeah.
That's like five days.
Yeah.
Or four days.
We're both about the same at math. We just yelled it out.
Yeah. I'm good at a math.
Mm. I can do one math. It's just the other ones.
Yeah. I don't know much about them. I've heard of it. But yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
So he didn't make it.
No, he didn't make it because he's a large pussy.
Right.
There is no official world record for this sitting on a toilet, but DeFryn said that he had discovered someone else had done it for over 100 hours before. So...
just by accident.
For some reason, he did it for 16 more hours than he... just to be safe. I would have did it for 5 more minutes.
Yeah, well, you want to protect your record because you don't want to be back on a toilet seat in 6 months.
There's not that many people that's been going that hard.
Well, now that you bring this up, I kind of want to do it.
Nobody goes that hard in the porcelain.
Because the number one thing about staying in one place for 116 hours is, where are you going to use the bathroom? Well, guess what? Right where you're sitting.
Well, good for him. I hope his legs fucking fell asleep, because mine do after 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Max 30 for me.
And you got to start picking them up, stomping them, just kind of trying to get it.
Oh, man. What's your max?
My max? The longest I think I've been on the toilet?
Yeah, drunk or not. Drunk, thrown up, not.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
No, it counts.
Well,
I think some people have accidentally broke his record.
You think somebody sat on the toilet for 100 hours? I think, well, there are people who get stuck to couches because they sit on them so long.
You haven't seen me on vodka.
Oh, actually, I haven't. Yeah, that's a good point.
You putting me on a vodka? On one of those vodkas? Yeah. And I will be...
Scotty on clear liquor.
I see 200 hours. I'll clear that heavy.
I don't know. I've spent some time next to a toilet in case I throw up. Probably about 3 to 4 hours. I've slept next to a toilet.
See, that's 4 hours. Like, no. He didn't do that much more than you.
He did.
You know?
He did so much more.
If you look at it that way,
yeah,
you're not looking at it the right way, bro.
I never sat on a toilet thinking, how long can I stay here? That's not true.
Like, I'm going to break a world record.
I have been at work before, so I have thought, how long can I stay here?
Is he shitting the whole time?
Right. No. You know,
he's just tapping his legs like, I'm doing this.
I think the fact that he was in a bar, like every time he actually had to shit or piss, he was just doing it in front of people. He might have set a record for that.
I'm sure there's a video of it. I didn't dig that deep because I'm a lazy person.
No, I mean, you know, I like picturing it in my head. You know, I got a certain, you know, mindscape.
I hope he kept his, like, pants at his ankles the whole time.
That would be dope. Or he
wasn't naked.
Or if he just did what I do, butt-ass naked.
Yeah. If you've ever shed at a Walmart near me.
Yeah.
I am so fucking naked.
There's a reason they put hooks on the back of those doors. Yeah. And it's not for your suit jacket.
No, it's to put new shirts on while you poop and then leave your old shirts in there.
For the next person.
for the next Santa.
Yeah, you let them dry out, and then the next Santa puts on your shirt and takes a shit.
Yes.
All right. You got another one?
I've got much, much more. All right. So this man in Oklahoma, Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Oh.
Police in Oklahoma say they found a rattlesnake in a canister of radioactive powdered uranium and an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey during a traffic stop.
Jesus.
In a reported stolen car.
Wow.
It's cool because you can see the picture of the guy.
Do you want to wait? Can you just hit that one more time for me? Everything that was in the car?
Dude.
What was in the car?
They found a fucking live rattlesnake in a canister of uranium.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if it was alive, per se.
Well, it was there.
It was there. There was a picture of the guy. I don't know where it went. But the traffic stop happened June 26th in Guthrie, about 30 miles, blah, blah, blah. Who gives a fuck? The police don't know why the uranium was in the vehicle or how it was obtained. No. Though uranium can be bought on Amazon.
Oh.
Which I didn't know that until just now. I also didn't read this far into this article.
Are you just headlining it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's fair enough.
Gibbs say police found a gun in the console. Dude, this guy is killing it.
I mean, he's ticking all the boxes.
What do you think was first? What he was like, all right, I'm gonna, like, leaving a house. What did he grab first? Rattlesnake.
They put it in their uranium tin.
Yeah. It was like, where am I going to hold my rattlesnake, goddammit?
Yeah, in this thing that makes my fingers feel weird. I'll put it in here. It'll calm it down.
His name was Stephen Jennings.
Stephen Jennings?
Yeah.
Sounds like a Jeopardy contestant.
Dude, he looks like fucking, oh, man. What's the fucking gray-headed guy from, like, fucking the Big Lebowski, the cowboy? Sam Elliott?
Yeah, Sam Elliott.
Yeah, he looked just like him, but roughed up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's definitely neither here or there. Hearse driver tries to use carpool lane with deceased passenger.
It counts. It counts. Dude, that counts totally.
It does.
There's a second person in the car. It's
also,
just a
if
dead person.
If you can, if you're a cop and you see a visible fucking casket in the hearse and you have and you pull it over for being in the carpool lane,
yeah,
you're a cocksucker.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
You're a piece of work. You know that?
Yeah, it's not great.
I don't even have to read any more of this because it's pretty rough.
Oh, really?
No, not the article.
Oh, okay.
Just that the dude got charged.
Yeah, I give him a break. First of all, why are you on the interstate with that? Don't they transport? Like, is he transporting a dead body? Is there a funeral procession on the interstate? Because that's kind of how I want mine to go.
I mean, was it Weekend at Bernie style? That would
was he in the passenger seat?
That would have been way cooler.
Yeah, I mean, they do pump those dead bodies full of some shit.
And he just had yarn attached to his hand. He was like, hey,
is there a problem, officer? Like, doing a ventriloquist thing?
Yeah. I don't know. I could see that going well.
Yeah. No ventriloquist ever had a full-size dummy. Why is that?
Because they're all sketchy.
Yeah. It's always the size of a small child. You should just have a full-size ventriloquist dummy to work.
Yeah. People do that now, but they fuck them.
Oh, real dolls?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what?
Sometimes you can accidentally click on blowjob videos on the pornos, and you think they're real, and they're not.
What, you think the blowjob videos are real?
No, they end up being a doll giving a blowjob.
You mean a guy fucking a doll's face?
100%.
Yeah,
but the dolls look so real, and it's a fake out. And it sucks.
Yeah, but they all look like a deer caught in the headlights.
No, they don't.
Dude, they all... And their mouths are... They're always gasping.
Dude, they are so lifelike now.
Well, I haven't seen one in a while.
They are crazy.
I lost mine. Playing poker.
I miss her.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks.
Did you really lose it playing poker?
No.
Oh.
No. Yeah, I left it in the rain and it got
moldy.
So
you were playing poker and you're like, wait, where is it?
Right, yeah. I didn't bet the real doll. I just I had to leave the house in a hurry.
You know what they're called?
What's that?
My little buddies.
What?
That's not true at all.
No, that's terrible.
No, that's a Chucky doll.
Oh, that's correct.
By the way, that's not a Chucky doll.
Yeah, no, that's what it's called.
Is it?
It's called something like that.
Yeah. Don't go see the new Chucky movie because it's fucking stupid.
Well, fair enough.
It's stupid and it's for people that like dumb fucking movies, so don't go see it if you like good movies. Does that get my point across?
I know how you feel about the movie. Did you see it?
No. That's no, what I went and saw it.
No, I haven't seen it.
I definitely went and saw it.
Well, fair enough.
It was not good. And also, spoilers. We should have a spoiler section for this podcast.
You want to spoil a movie every
time? Spoil something every time. Stranger Things, Hopper dies, fuck you.
Oh, dude, that was a quick one, bro. I just now watched that last week.
I don't give a fuck. It's been out for 3. Fuck you.
You're a spoiler terrorist.
I am a spoiled bitch.
Yeah, I've noticed that. You do not respect the spoiler.
I'm spoilt rotten. Here's the thing. I don't care about other people, so I'm not going to wait for you to watch something that I know you fucking have the internet and you can fucking watch it.
Yeah.
You were just talking about watching Lock Up.
Watching Lock Up.
Or fucking MSNBC or some shit. And I know that shit's on Netflix, and I know you got Netflix, and you need to be watching Stranger Things, you dumb shit.
Well, yeah. And even with that spoiler, it's still very good.
Yeah.
And you can kind of see that coming.
And he might also not have died.
Right.
I'm going to give away the after credits. Fuck it.
See, I didn't know there was an after credits until I was talking to my dad about it. And my dad goes, oh, you didn't watch after the credits? I was like, really?
No, not the American.
Yeah, no, not the American.
Oh, you went back and watched it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When he said it, I pulled it up right away.
That's the most important part of the whole season.
Yeah. Why do they shove so much story into the after credits everything now?
Because it's... Okay, you're talking about fucking Marvel.
Right, that's what I mean. I just saw Spider-Man.
And they're all stupid. I hate Marvel. Give it away. Come on.
No, I'm not going to do it. I respect the spoiler.
Fuck you.
It hasn't been out long enough.
I'm
not going to do it.
I really hope that people are turned away from this podcast because we give spoilers away for shit.
Don't listen to them because they spoil things.
They didn't let me watch this thing that I love to watch. But I didn't love it enough to watch it.
And you know, there was actually, somebody did a scientific study and found out that you actually enjoy something more if you know the ending of it.
Yeah, like wrestling.
Because you just watch it and you can appreciate all the little things going on without thinking
it's
what's going to happen.
Just like wrestling.
Yeah. So, spoilers are kind of bullshit anyway, but I still have a compulsion to be like, oh, spoilers.
Yeah, the people that don't like spoilers are also the same people that still love Santa Claus.
Yeah, what about him? He's a real person.
Yeah, what about him?
Yeah, he delivers gifts.
Elliot, I'm going to tell you something, and I don't know
what
how you're going to take this.
Take what?
Santa Claus was incarcerated 120 years ago. He hasn't been to your house in that long.
But he's still alive?
Probably not. He's probably been cut to death.
Damn it.
So.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
There goes Christmas.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, so that old man that just keeps coming in.
That's just an old man.
That's just an old man.
I was noticed he was aging, which Santa's not supposed to do.
Yeah, but how did Santa just stay that old for that long?
Fucking push-ups.
They started doing push-ups at 70.
Yeah.
And just stayed 70.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of here.
If you can do 10 push-ups at 70, you get to live forever.
Santa was a vampire. I hope everybody fucking knows that.
Ooh, I like that theory.
No, he fucking was. He only came out at night, in the middle of the night, and was gone by morning.
For one night, he visited every house.
He's a sketchy son of a bitch.
And he fed on cookies and milk. But really, he was sucking your mom's neck. Getting that
and then
red
sucking
juice.
Your dad's neck,
right? And just, you know, going, yeah, I can see that.
Sheesh, man, that's gross.
You just broke a huge story.
I did.
Santa Claus is a vampire.
On to my next story. Rudolph is fake.
Rudolph was real.
Rudolph was real, and I'll attest that.
That was a reindeer with a nose infection that glowed so bright.
There's a fire in my tummy, and it burns so bright. A woman dies after accidentally impaling herself with metal straw.
All right. So we got a little, well, we have a cross episode theme going on here.
What?
A woman accidentally kills herself.
Again. Well, she wasn't fucking this.
Right, but how, okay, so explain.
And I don't think she was on fentanyl.
Well, that's her loss. So what?
Are you interested in this?
I'm very interested.
Well, a British woman dies when she fell onto her reusable straw. Ellen Gardner, 60 years old, who had a disability, was carrying her mason jar-style drinking glass with a screw on top in her home in England in 2018 when she collapsed. The 10-inch stainless steel straw penetrated her left eye and pierced her brain. Anyways, this woman died.
She got impaled through the eye with a metal straw.
10 inches.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's, I got a big head, but that's still gonna hit the back of my skull. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I don't know how many times I've said that.
Yeah, there's a fire burning so far in you, and it burns so bright.
Well, shit. Yeah, I mean, that sucks. You know, don't carry, you know, well, okay, she's using a reusable straw, which is good for the environment.
Sure, is it?
Yeah.
And why don't you just reuse your fucking plastic ones?
The best thing for the environment is to die. So she really did the best thing she could for the environment.
That really is the most vegan thing you can do.
It's just die.
Fucking die.
Yeah. Because then you have no carbon footprint.
That is so church, dude.
Yeah.
That is so church.
I read it on a blog. It was on Tumblr.
That's credible.
Yeah.
Extremely credible. And then to my last story, which is the best story, and I really hope this is a fucking thing. Meth gators.
Meth gators.
Have you heard this?
No.
Huh. Oh, Lord. Police warn flushing drugs down the toilet could create meth gators.
Well, that's bullshit. What? That's cops trying to get you to not flush your drugs.
I understand that, but also I really want meth gators to be a real thing.
Well, then we can just go give some to some gators directly.
So my gators did 2 8-balls today.
Yeah.
He won't stop rubbing his teeth together. He will not stop. It is in Florida, so. No, this is in Tennessee.
Oh.
Are there gators in Tennessee?
I think so. It makes sense to me.
Lots of things in Tennessee I don't know about.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot.
I don't know a whole lot outside of a 30-mile radius of here.
Yeah.
I can act.
This is pretty much our wheelhouse.
This is all I've got.
Yeah.
But, yeah, here we go. A police department in Tennessee is warning people to stop flushing their drugs down their toilets or sinks out of fear that they will create meth gators. The Loretto Police Department recently posted an ominous Facebook warning after police found a suspect unsuccessfully trying to flush meth and paraphernalia at his house.
Yeah.
He was arrested, but the police say this is becoming an issue. Fuck you.
Yeah. No, this is the thing. It's cops going, what do you think we could tell them to get them to stop trying to flush their drugs?
And you know, there's a good 50% of everybody was like, well, they're probably right.
Yeah. And you know, the meth heads are going like, well, you know, I don't want to risk it.
And this sentence caught my eye. And this is a quote from a police officer.
Mm.
They've had enough methed up animals in the past few weeks. It's methed up, man.
Methed up, dude. These squirrels are going crazy.
I don't know if he has a lisp or is he saying methed
up. He's saying up. They're methed up.
Man, there are so many methed up animals in here.
It still counts for both, though.
Yeah, it does. It does. Oh, my God.
Too many methed up animals.
We got to come up with a good name for that segment.
Oh, the news segment?
Or that segment. Just news. It's got to be...
Yeah, news.
News with the Pluggies News or something, you know?
Yeah, I like that. We need to do zingers. We need to do stinger intros for our segments, too.
Oh, yeah. To
punch those in there.
Punch. Oh, yeah.
You know, just to have a good break.
Oh, that's messed up. I hope there's like a news clip of him saying that.
You can probably find
it. I want to hear it.
We've had enough messed up animals around here.
That's so many messed up little baby dogs and stuff.
I'm sorry if you're listening and you have a lisp. That's
if you're listening and you have a lisp, say Mississippi or coconut. Oh. Which you can say coconut completely. Elliot, yeah. What do you got for us?
I have some, as always, am I the asshole questions. Where we, you know, we're going to sit in judgment like we always do.
One of my favorite things to do.
So the first one is a pretty simple one, but I'll go ahead and. Am I the asshole for asking a coworker not to throw away a full cup of water in my trash can? I'm an office manager at a small office. Today, one of our salespeople, a 60-year-old female, he specifies.
A 6-year-old female?
60.
Oh. It's like, bro, quit judging children like that. That's messed up.
was getting ready to leave, and threw a full cup of water in my trash can. I kindly asked her to please dump the water in the sink, which is about 20 feet from my office, before she threw it away. She said she didn't understand why she had to do that. I said it's a request from our cleaning staff, and they don't want to be taking out our trash that's full of water. She still didn't understand. I asked her if she does that at home, and she said no. We went back and forth, and she finally took the cup from the garbage and poured out the water. And then she started crying. I don't think I did anything wrong here. Am I missing something? Is it common for people to put full cups of liquid in a trash can?
I think this person... All parties were full of shit.
I think she's got something else going on. I think this lady probably has a hard life, and this guy started giving her shit about how she threw away her cup of water.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's an asshole, but I think he maybe should have realized.
No, I don't think he's an asshole. I just think he's a cockhead.
Am I a cockhead?
Why are you worried about these things, sir?
Well, he's, you know, in his head, he's looking out for the cleaning staff.
Take out the trash.
You could take it out himself. That's a good point. He could solve the whole fucking thing right there.
Go pour it out.
Go do it yourself, yeah.
She put it in the trash, you dumb dildo.
All right, this next one is, am I the asshole for telling a disabled person a mosh pit isn't for them?
I've done that. Multiple times in my life, I've had to do that.
Okay. So this person goes on to say, the story is not going to make me look like an angel, and I'm going to tell it unbiasedly. I'm at a rock concert in the mosh pit, enjoying myself. I bump into someone in a wheelchair. I do the hand raise of apology and just get back to vibing. Ooh. The artist finishes, and there's about a 20-minute gap between artists. The person comes up to me and starts berating me for, quote, blatantly trampling them. I apologize. He says, I don't mean it, because mosh pits throw you around and you don't get to choose where. They keep on at it. So I say, well, maybe the mosh pit isn't for you then.
Oh.
They start calling me a bigot. And I just say, cool, whatever. I'm going to get a next drink. You know, the next act's on in 20 if you want to get take on the pit again. So basically, I don't think the mosh pit is the best place to be if you're in a wheelchair, expecting no one to touch you. So am I the asshole?
What was he? Again, I wish there was video evidence of that.
Right.
I've seen this many of times, and it always ends up being some drunk dude just pushing around a dude in a wheelchair when the dude does not want to be pushed around.
Oh, I see.
Oh, he's just like squeeching his wheels are like.
No, people in wheelchairs don't like to be pushed. They're designed that way for a reason.
And they also have two handles sometimes on the back.
Yeah, that's well. No, I mean it's there just in case. But I mean, generally, I would think I got it. You don't have to push me. Like, it's almost like condescending to push around a person in a wheelchair without their,
It's almost the same as pushing around somebody that's not in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you wouldn't push anybody around.
I mean, you could look at that either way. It makes sense, I guess. No, you're not an asshole. You're just stating the obvious.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the guy gave him a lot of lip about it. But
I've worked security at a bunch of places and worked barricades and stuff, and I've had a guy in a wheelchair be up at the front of like a sold out show at the barricade, and you know, those people get like squished.
Yeah.
But he had the upper hand because, you know, wheelchairs don't get squished unless they're like impacted, like, you know, like you sold a car for junk.
Yeah.
Which doesn't work like that. So this dude is just sitting pretty up front and just like going like, you know, his head's getting mushed, but right. His body's fine. Well, his body's not fine. His body's not getting squished.
His body isn't again. Being damaged.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. That's a good way to put it. Whatever. But he did the come here like motion, and I came here. He was like, "Can you get me over there to crowd surf?" I was like, "Get the fuck out of here!"
Oh, those videos go viral when people are lifting up a wheelchair to crowd surf.
There's absolutely not enough money in that music venue to get me to lift a dude in a wheelchair because I feel like I'm going to fuck something up.
Right.
Like, what if I dropped him?
But yeah, well, what if that's how he got in the wheelchair was crowd surfing?
Oh, and he's just an addict?
And he just has to go back for that second rush.
His family's crying outside. Right. He's like, We told him not to come.
Damn it. We bought him lawn seats. Like, he went out on his own and he got...
No, I'm not fucking doing it.
No, well, fair enough. Yeah, it's not in your job description. That's, you know.
He smacked his lips at me, so I smacked him in his little mouth. He was six.
It's like that.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
It's like that Charlie Murphy story where this quadriplegic football player was talking shit about Eddie Murphy at a restaurant, and Charlie Murphy walks up to him and goes, "Your mouth's about the only thing still works on." And he said, "Do you want me to fucking break that?"
Oh, shit.
It was shortly after that Charlie Murphy got removed from head of security.
Yeah. Because, you know. have you ever seen the actual pornography video of the quadriplegic? Oh, if you have, not only if you just don't have arms and legs, but if they are all cut off. What are you called?
Oh, I guess a quadruple amputee. Okay. I don't know. Maybe.
So it's a quadruple amputee, spray painted brown. No. Don't jump to conclusions.
I'm going to let you finish.
It's not what you think.
Okay.
With a white line with stitches painted on her belly. She's a football. And there were four dudes dressed like football players throwing her around and fucking her.
Right.
You didn't see that one?
No, I missed it. I have Google alerts that are so similar to all of that. But I somehow missed that one.
Well, it's a good one. So, that sucks that you missed that one.
Yeah.
And I wish I had it up on cue right now.
But I mean, I'm sure at some point in the next hour I'll see that.
Yeah, I'm sure in your adult life you'll see that video, which you should. And if if you're a grown person in real life listening to this, you should probably look up all those keywords on Google and see what you find.
Somebody did that, yeah.
Yeah, somebody definitely did that. But it wasn't what you thought it was, her getting painted brown.
Yeah, well, that's a big slam on the brakes moment, you know? That's like, it was a person painted brown, and you're like, hold on a second. Wait a minute.
What? Skirt? No.
That's one you should preference with and I know this sounds bad.
Yeah, no.
But
I'm not.
She was, yeah. No.
Yeah, all that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
All right, if you guys like what you're listening to, let me rephrase that. If you guys, gals, and whoever the hell else is listening to this, if you like what you're listening to, you can donate and support to the podcast with monthly subscriptions or just like singlet subscriptions on the Anchor FM page. It will be in our description on whatever platform you're on. There you go.
Yeah.
Also like, subscribe, rate.
Yeah, we're always looking for feedback.
Yeah. I just thought I should throw that out there. I still have a couple more things that we need to go over.
Oh, okay.
One, I saw something earlier today and it took me a minute to continue with my day without thinking about this a lot.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, if you shave your coochie but not your butthole, that's a mullet.
How much butthole hair is there?
It doesn't matter. How much makes a mullet?
I think you could just say business in the front, party in the back still applies to just a vagina and a butthole.
I always thought it was the opposite.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I always thought it was the opposite my whole life. I've been taught so fucking wrong. You know, if you lay with dogs, you're probably going to get fleas.
Yep.
Yeah, I figured. No.
But that one sticks with you a little bit.
It sure does.
It's a thinker.
I got a couple of these stories, like last time. A couple of the fun Reddit stories that I've been looking up.
Oh, right. Okay.
They're always good.
Yeah.
Love them. It says, this is from a... I'm sure I'm not supposed to use names, so I'm not going to. It says, now ex-girlfriend was riding me. I think, I'm going to try and be cool and pick her up and lay her back down without pulling out. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like be macho and be like, "Rrr." Like
my dick's lifting half of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Proceeded to lay her in a plate of cheese fries that we had on the other side of the bed.
That's a good situation.
That is life.
Yeah. That means your day's going great. If you don't have time to move the cheese fries out of the way.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. Also, if you don't have a wrench with your cheese fries, you're a bitch.
That's true.
I don't know if that applies to every region.
Certainly this one.
Certainly this one. But yeah, if you have cheese fries on your bed while you're doing stuff, butt stuff, remove them. Because maybe this guy will try to do a power dick move.
And you'll end up with a back full of cheese fries.
Yeah, you'll end up with nachos.
Oh.
My husband once fell asleep while eating me out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
No. I'll get to the Reddit stories. Right. I was talking about me. Okay. My husband once fell asleep while eating me out. But also, after we first got our cat, I think she thought my husband was attacking me or whatnot. She jumped on his back. Claws out right as he came. He screamed, "Cat!" really loud. And I laughed. That was two different stories altogether. I don't know.
Okay, so same person, two stories.
Same person. I don't understand what they were trying to go for there.
It sounded like maybe he could have used the cat while he was eating her, you know, just to keep him active.
Yeah, I don't know. The first part was just silly. I didn't really... I need to read more.
Well, you know, it keeps it active.
Keeps what active?
Your mind.
No sir. I met this girl at a party and we started drinking and flirting. She comes back to my place. One thing led to another. In the middle of sex, she says, "I like it rough." So I'm like, "Hell yeah," and I give it to her rough, like very hardcore ape shit berserker on her. After we're done, I'm exhausted and tired, and I go to the washroom to splash some cold water on my face. When I come back, she is sitting on the bed crying. I'm surprised. I don't know what to say. I don't know what's going on, and ask her what's wrong. And she said, "I said, I've had enough."
Oh. That's fucking terrible.
That's rough.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What do you do?
what do? You start the longest explanation in history, or the shortest, hopefully most understood explanation.
The worst history. Part of that is after she says, I like it rough, after he thought she said, I like it rough, he yells, hell yeah. I mean, that's not good at all. None of that's good.
It's like something out of a porn sitcom.
Yeah,
like,
that's rough.
You said you had enough. I thought you said rough.
Oh, man. Mishaps. That's about as big as a mishap as you can have.
Yeah, that's the biggest whoopsie you can fucking daisy. That is terrible.
This is the biggest whoopsie you can daisy.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
my God.
That's not great.
I think that's enough for those. That tops them all. In a horrible, horrible way.
That exact story is why
you're abstinent.
No, I don't like choking people. I'm gonna say it. I don't like doing it.
Yeah, there was a guy that Ellie got in a fight with at the bar.
Right.
And he just hovered over his neck.
Yeah.
He was like, argh! And the guy was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Stop it.
Yeah, he just hovered over his neck like he was choking him.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't like choking people.
Right. In any context, violently, yeah. Sexually, I always feel like I'm not doing it right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's only one way to do it.
Well, no, but there's a certain, there's like a speedometer, you know, you don't want to go over the speed limit and end up, you know, with someone passing out.
Yeah.
And I'm just not experienced enough in it. It's only, you know, it's not something that happens every day. So I'm nervous choking people.
Aren't you a manager? I thought you choked people all the time.
No, not at work. I've never choked anyone at work. Yet.
Yet. I hope OSHA's listening.
Yeah, they're going to come in.
Yeah. Hi, I'm OSHA.
Yeah. I'm here so you can choke me so I can see if you're doing it right.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well,
at all. Might. Ellie, what else you got for these fine gentlemen?
What else do I have?
Women's, yeah.
Nothing. I've gone through all the prepared content.
As usual.
I just got my beautiful self and, you know, the urge to pee.
Yeah.
I got that right now.
You've been into that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like choking, but I do like peeing on people. No, that's not true. I haven't tried it, but I don't imagine I'd like it.
And UTIs?
I have to. Oh, here's a little tip for you.
Okay.
I get a little pee shy in bathrooms. You know, I don't know what it is. It's a mental thing. You know, when you're even in the stall, I don't like, you know, peeing in public. So here's what you do.
What do you do?
You find something and you count it. So, like, if there's tiles on the wall, you start counting the tiles. It's like counting sheep to go to sleep, but you just count the tiles. You count anything you can see, and you'll start pissing before you know it.
Out loud?
No.
Okay.
No. You don't have to do it out loud. It just distracts your mind enough to where it lets you start to piss. It's a pee shy thing.
Who taught you this?
Myself. Yeah.
So this is you.
I just did it one day, and I was like, that's why I'm saying it. I'm trying to help out others.
Okay, this isn't like
shy.
You're just giving that material out, not copywriting it or anything.
No, I mean, this is for the public good.
Okay.
Because being pee shy sucks.
I would love to see like a little infomercial late at night of you trying to sell that to people.
Hey, y'all. Do you hate pissing outside your house?
Do you have a problem in the bathroom? Me too.
Yeah.
Well, that's sketchy. All that is sketchy as shit.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, sometimes you just, you know, it's not a single-use bathroom.
I could just see you at a urinal just like looking and just like mouthing numbers.
Yeah, that's exactly what. Not at a urinal. If I'm at a urinal, something's wrong. I don't use the urinal. I go to the stall.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like pissing in public. It's a thing. I'm a stall guy. I don't care if you have to shit or not. I'm standing up and pissing.
Oh man, that reminds me of this one time. I was at Walmart. I don't know why I always go there to do it, because they don't have great things there. It's not like a fucking QT or something.
Yeah.
But the only thing open was I had to doo-doos.
Right.
Poopies.
The poo-poos.
Pop-pops. So I did, and the only stall open was that huge handicap one.
Right.
But it was luxurious. It was great. And I was in there, and I took my time, and I did my 30-minute leg fall asleep thing, and I come out, and there's a goddamn dude sitting in a wheelchair waiting on me.
No. Yes. That's not great. What did you say to him?
I did the awkward, you know, the mouth. That it's like a meme.
Oh, the flat white person mouth.
Yeah, the white person mouth that when you walk by, I'm like, hello.
It's an acknowledgement without being a frown or a smile.
Yes.
It's just the in-between.
I think it means you... Whoops.
Yeah. It's like...
It's just a bunch of whoops. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, that's how that went. And I warmed it up for him.
Yeah, it was... I mean, well, he couldn't feel the warmth of the seat, probably.
Okay.
All right. But
we're back at that.
Well, okay, you broke the fucking seal.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. We can play back the tape. I'm pretty sure you made the first disabled joke. Okay. I'll bet money on it.
There's been worse. Come on.
I used to work overnights in a Bilo, stocking groceries.
Woof.
Yeah, it was a good gig. It wasn't bad. I had to stop, actually, just on a side note, because I was wrestling with our friend Robbie and tore the ligaments that connect your leg to your foot completely. I was in a hard cast for 3 months, and so that's why I lost that job.
What grade was this in?
I was 24. So,
oh no! I wish I saw this.
Yeah, I was in a hard cast. It wasn't great. But anyway, when I did still have that job, we were open all night, but we only got a few customers, and most of them were in there to steal wine in the middle of the night, steal wine or beer. We couldn't stop them or anything. That's policy, you know. You couldn't do anything. One time the cashier who was working that night comes out and gets our attention while we're smoking, and he goes, somebody shit in the sink. And somebody had, in a multi-use bathroom, you know, three stalls, four urinals, whatever it was, had pulled their pants down and shit in it in the middle of the night.
Oh, man.
And I had seen every customer who came in and out of the store, because you notice when someone's in the store when you're working overnight.
Yeah.
And I just had to spend the whole time trying to figure out who the fuck shit in the sink.
Which one of you persons did this?
Yeah.
Just one person there?
And
who did it? You?
That same cashier... We had to do a morning walkthrough every morning with the big manager of the store, who looked at our work and told us whether it was all right or not. And at the end of that walkthrough, all three of us who had been stocking the shelves, the cashier walks up, clocks out, and then looks at the manager and goes, oh, yeah, someone shit in the sink.
Oh, if he was like, oh, it was me.
Yeah.
I shit in the sink. And I it won't was be me. Back.
Bye. But no, and then they made a bag boy clean it up.
Oh, man.
That's, yeah.
Shit. So. We're on shit stories now.
Yeah, well, that's probably one of my best ones.
I worked up in university at this frat bar. I worked in the kitchen. And when you work in the kitchen, you don't fuck with the bathrooms. You don't have to fuck with them.
No.
You know, you're not a bathroom person. Mm-mm. Not my jurisdiction.
Right.
So I walk in, and it's like prime time. It's like, you know, 12:30 at night. I walk in to piss. And there's this frat dude holding a Bud Light with his pants down, his butt pulled apart at the urinal, and he was projectile shitting in the urinal. And I just turned around and walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I knew I didn't have to do it. No. I didn't have to do it.
You had no part of that business.
And I just smiled at all the people that had to do it and just went back to my... chicken wings.
Yeah, your fryer.
Well, whatever, you know.
You always sound so hurt sometimes. Especially when you say whatever. I feel, oh god,
I'm usually hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. Well, it's my back nowadays.
I have chronic do you want any?
Chronic do you want any?
Jesus Christ.
I think it's...
I don't know where we got this Airbnb in Miami, but no. Jesus. There is a.
It's not great.
Yeah, there is a dance club upstairs, and somebody is rubbing their ass on the ground heavy.
Yeah, they're dropping it hard.
They're dropping everything. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We are going to cut it off, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've. Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, Elliot's had enough. He's already de-shirted.
Yeah, I'm wearing a lot less clothing than when I started.
A lot less clothing. And
also Santa's here.
Santa is here.
So we got to go. He heard that shit Scotty was talking.
It's just a fat person. And it's now not Santa.
Oh, shit. Here he comes.
Oh, boy. It's probably his name's like Jeremiah or something. And he's very mean.
Joseph.
What's a good Miami name?
A good Miami name?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I almost said something Hispanic, and then I thought that might be racist, so I didn't say
I don't know. I mean, I would say Vin.
Vin. Oh, that's a perfect one.
Vinny? Yeah. Maybe Vinny? I don't know.
Venice.
Well, Vinny's here. He's telling us to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So, like I said, if you like what you're listening to, you can go to our Anchor FM page and donate. That's good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we like to keep doing this all the time.
Right.
In different cities and different basements.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of travel cost associated with the way we're doing it now. We're going to be in a different city. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to be in a different city.
Yeah, we're going to be in a different city.
So.
In a basement under a popular nightclub.
Exactly.
That's how we're going to roll.
And can I also say, if you enjoy the show, tell somebody about it.
Yes.
Because that's the way I've found every podcast I like is somebody... You know, telling me about it. So if you enjoy it, just, you know, tell somebody.
Go to our last Instagram post at Bad Seeds Podcast and tag one of your friends.
Yeah, that'll do it.
How about that?
That's nice.
And if you do that, we'll give you a hug.
Free hug.
That's not going to happen.
I will.
I'm not.
Yeah, you don't have to. I'll be the hugger.
I don't touch random people.
It's fine.
People are sketchy. People have AIDS.
Well, that's true, but you can't get that from hugging.
Yeah, right.
That's like some 1980s mentality.
Oh, yeah? How do you think Magic Johnson got it? From playing basketball.
From fucking banging too many people. That's how Magic Johnson.
No, he got it from fucking playing basketball too much.
It's not a staph infection. He didn't get it from the locker room.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Magic Johnson got AIDS from having unprotected sex. I don't know why I had to say that sentence. I feel like that's pretty obvious.
No, man.
He wasn't even an intravenous drug user. He just, I don't know. Condoms are for losers.
I think he half hugged way too many people.
You think he bro hugged somebody and got AIDS?
Well, no, too many wet people.
Oh, he got it from a pool.
Yeah.
He was in a pool.
Yeah. Chlorine holds in AIDS cells. All right.
That's why Michael Phelps has AIDS.
AIDS is not funny.
Oh, well, no, it's not. Except for what we were just doing. That was pretty funny.
All right. All right. Thanks, Elliot.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Suck it. Thanks for listening.